Legendary Irish group Cherish the Ladies performs in Arkansas. Tomorrow night, they will be playing with the Fort Smith Symphony. Joni Madden, their founder and leader for over 25 years, spoke to me over the phone just after she had arrived into Tulsa. Even though she had a cold and had been up really late, she spoke with enthusiasm about the upcoming show and for the music which she plays.
The gig is almost sold out. I know there's a few tickets left, but that's great to see, especially in these hard economic times, that people are still coming out and supporting the symphony. And that says a lot to me about the town and about what they think that the symphony is that good that, you know, most of the shows sell out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're looking forward to it. I have my six-piece band. I'm playing the flutes and the penny whistles, and Mary Coogan's on guitar. Grania Murphy's playing fiddle. She's from Boston. Morella Murray, world champion on the accordion. Kathleen Boyle from Scotland on the piano. And Deirdre Connolly singing lead vocals and Balron. And then we don't stop there with just the music and the singing. Again, the dancing is a huge part of what we do. And we have Kara Butler and John Pulaski, who have been touring the last 20 years with the Chieftains.
Mm-hmm.
We have Michael Holland, the current All-Ireland champion step dancer, and Dan Stacey, four times Canadian step dancing champion. So we have four dancers, six musicians, and we plan on taking the house down.
Their symphony performances all began when the Boston Pops called them up. It went so well that they've now played with symphonies across the country.
Well, you know, we always like to feature the symphony, you know, because our half will be totally, you know, featuring us. And I always think it's lovely to get the orchestra a chance. They pick some beautiful music. I mean, the theme from Far Away was the Tom Cruise movie, the Ron Howard movie that was based on Ireland.
Uh-huh.
And there's some beautiful music scores written there. And it's beautiful and fantastic. And then I come out and join the symphony with a number on my penny whistle. And I go out there with my little penny whistle, Katie, and I got to tell you, it just never fails to put the hair stand in the back of my neck when I hear that orchestra coming behind me. As a folk musician, it's just incredible to get the opportunity to perform world-class musicians of that caliber and have the Irish traditional music that was music written by people who didn't know what key they were playing in or what note they were playing. They just knew it sounded good. And this music that's now, you know, been risen, you know, having this platform in America to play to so many symphonies. But, you know, I think the secret to our success is that we really, really enjoy ourselves. And why it's been so successful is that the orchestra really enjoys it as well. So when they get into it and we get into it, you know, that's when sparks fly. And we love our show so much. We really enjoy what we do. Like most symphonies, if you check out our website, cherishtheladies.com, and see all the symphonies we've played, then you'll always see an asterisk after it saying how many we've come back to. Usually when we go in once, it goes down so well, we're brought back immediately. So we're hoping the same instance is going to happen as well with Fort Smith, and totally looking forward to our show on Saturday night.
Joni always had music around her. She grew up in a musical household. Her father, Joe Madden, was a legendary Irish accordionist. You grew up in this incredibly musical household. Tell us a little more about what that was like growing up.
Well, Irish music was, you know, I grew up in the Bronx, and you have to forgive me because I have a bit of a cold here, but I grew up in the Bronx, and I was, Irish music was a part of every function. You know, Christmas Day was not Christmas Day without my father taking the accordion out, his friends coming over to play the fiddles and the flutes, and a jazz session would occur. That was always a part of the christenings, the weddings, you know, the funerals, everything. Every family function, every gathering involved traditional Irish music. To me, it was just completely normal to have it everywhere and for everybody to rip out their instruments at the end of the day. And the cracker, or the crack is the Irish word, is the word for Irish, is for fun or dancing and singing and making your own fun. And that was always a part of it. And through my father being such a well-known musician and highly respected musician, I got to meet all the greats and really was so lucky. Even though I grew up in the Bronx, some of the best musicians who ever played Irish traditional music lived in New York. So I called them all my friends, and they were all very encouraging and so helpful to us as we were starting out. And the Clancy Brothers was another fantastic band that, you know, we got the chance to tour with them. And everybody helped us along the way, which is such a lovely, lovely thing. And now we try to do the same and nurture and help other younger bands coming along.
Cherish the Ladies' 25th anniversary album came out this August. It's called Country Crossroads, and it was recorded in Nashville with help from Mara O'Connell, Vince Gill, and Nancy Griffith. I was interested to ask Joni how she melded country with traditional Irish music.
You know, it's just a natural progression because Irish music really and Scottish music are the basis for America's folk traditions. I mean, whether it be, you know, bluegrass or old-timey or country music, its roots and its base come in the traditional tunes that came from Ireland. So it all worked so well. It went down great. We had a ball making the album, and I'm very, very proud of it. You know, at our 25th year, celebrating a quarter century of a band that I thought would last 2 weeks. We're still on the road, and we're still doing it, and it was humbling for us, you know, for the level of the stature of the people that have joined us and sang with us on this record. It was just a great honor for us.
Cherish the Ladies play with the Fort Smith Symphony tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available by visiting fortsmithsymphony.org or by calling 479-452-7575.